Glad you chose to come and worship God with us. If you're visiting and you're looking for a church, you don't need to look no further. I believe we have the best church in the county of Davidson. We have the best pastor. We have a group of good teachers. We have activities and projects or programs for all ages. So if you're looking for a church, you found one. I'd like to say this morning that we need to realize when you and I walk through those doors into this assembly that we're walking in on holy ground. And we're walking into the presence of the King of Glory. When we come into this house, we should come with this frame of mind. We're not going to check out who's here, who's not here. We're not going to check out and see if they're wearing a new outfit or what they're wearing. We're going to realize we've come in the presence of God. And we have come to worship Him. Can I tell you, beloved, with love in my heart, that this should be the attitude every time you walk into the house of God, that you're coming to worship God. I remember back growing up on a farm, when you hooked those old mules up, they didn't move until you told them to. But when you come out of the fields and you unharness those old mules, when you took the bridle off of that mule would jump and run, and like that mule was saying, "Hallelujah, I'm free." So what I want you to do this morning, church, is take the bridle off. Because I've come to have church. And I hope that's what you've come for, is to have church. My desire this morning, that everybody in this place will go home refreshed, saying how good it was to be in the Lord's house. That's not my sermon. That's just a little extra. I just wanted to get you in the right frame of mind. We're not here as inspectors. We're not here as judges. We're here to worship the King of Glory. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to a familiar scripture found in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 3. When you have your scripture, if you are able, I'd like for you to stand. I sort of like to always take my time, because I think when you come to church, you ought to bring your Bible with you. I've been in church when the preacher gave the scripture, and I'm still trying to figure out where's Genesis, and he takes off reading. So I like to give you time to find the scripture. Genesis chapter 3, I want to begin in verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as I approach your great throne of mercy and grace, I know in my heart, Lord, apart from you, there's nothing I can do, nothing I can say. But Father, I want you to come. I want you to fill the sanctuary. I pray the Shekinah glory will fall. And as I endeavor to share your word this morning, I pray, Father, you anoint me as you have never anointed me before. You give me words, Lord, that you want me to share with your people. And I pray, Father, that we'll all be in one mind, in one accord, that you set us together in heavenly places, that you just come down and bless our hearts. And all that's accomplished here this morning, Father, I'm going to praise you and say that Jesus did it all for us. In his name I pray, amen. Glory to God. Back in March of last year, I preached the first part of a two-part sermon. And I thought earlier, I thought, boy, that's a long gap between March and January. But I wasn't asked to preach Sunday morning since March of last year. So I thought it's all in God's timing. Had I had the privilege to have preached this message last year, there is a lot of you who are in this sanctuary or who is watch it on YouTube that would have not heard this sermon. So I believe that God had a purpose in me not preaching this until this morning. Glory to God. If you remember, you that was here, and I know my brother back there remembers, glory to God, I preached on the subject, Adam, who art thou? And if you remember, we discussed that Adam, thou art dust. Adam, we find, Adam had a human nature, which included a creation of a body that was formed of the dust of the earth. This is briefly, I want to bring you up to where I want to preach on this morning. Of all the basic materials we talked about in the universe that God could have used to create man, God chose dirt. Think about it. Sometimes that mirror tells us we're pretty. Sometimes it may say, you're a handsome dude. Glory to God. But beloved, we ought to remember, we're just a bundle of dirt. Glory to God. But this, of all the metals, was the humblest that God could have used. But here, in using dirt, it was divine wisdom involved in the selection of dust, because God was honoring this creation. We shared with you above all the angels by giving them the privilege of living in a house which would remind them that they are nothing, they could do nothing, and they are nothing apart from their creator. This body of dust was naturally to be associated with man's human nature and his identity. Also, Adam's human nature included a creation by God in which he became a living soul. I'm going to tell you this morning, beloved, within this bundle of dirt is a soul that is never going to die. The Bible says it's appointed that a man wants to die. When we think of death here in this life, beloved, death here is the separation of the soul and the body. This body of dirt is going back to the ground from which it came. But that soul is going to live forever. And can I tell you this morning, where that soul is going to live forever, it depends on you. People make the statement, how can a loving God send anybody to hell? Can I tell you this morning, God sends no one to hell. God created man. We are a free will agent. You can choose heaven. You can choose hell. Beloved, and if you refuse to accept Jesus Christ, God has no alternative but to allow you to go to hell. Glory to God. My desire is heaven. I've gone through enough in this world, glory to God, to die and go to a place where, beloved, can I tell you, there is no Tylenol in hell. There is no doctor you can run to and get a shot to ease no pain. Everybody there is going to be tortured and tormented, not for a season, but forever. You think about it. It's hard for this mind to comprehend forever, because in this life, we have a beginning and we have an end. Glory to God. We was born, we get a birth certificate, then we also get a death certificate. My desire is heaven. Glory to God. So what I want to preach on this morning, the second part of that sermon, I want to preach this morning, glory to God, Adam, where art thou? Or in our English today, Adam, where are you? Glory to God. You see, here after God asked the question of Adam, glory to God, that God found Adam because Adam and Eve had hid themselves from the presence of God. They were used to God coming and talking to them, so they hid themselves, beloved, from God. I want you to note this morning, it is most interesting to note that in reality, Adam never did answer God's question with a geographic location identity. But Adam answered God's question of the word where with, I heard you, I heard your voice in the garden and I hid myself. This reveals to us, church, that the where that God is talking about when he said, Adam, where are you? Glory to God. We find here that this is a condition of the heart. Adam, where are you? Adam, you are in sin. Adam and Eve, two human selves, are now in sin. Can I tell you, church? God hates sin. God will never condone sin. Glory to God. I want to back up a little, glory to God, and we want to talk about this angel that thought he would exalt himself above the throne of God. God cast out Lucifer. He took with him a third of the angels. So God decided, I want to create a creation that will worship me, that will love me, that will honor me, not because this creation has been created to do so, but he will do this because he has a desire to do this. Glory to God. So God created man. God placed Adam in the garden. And in Genesis 2, 16 and 17, the Bible tells us, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Glory to God. Think about it, church. I believe with all of my heart that Lucifer was so jealous. He's been cast out of heaven. Now God has created this creature. Glory to God. And every day in the cool of the day, God is coming. He has fellowship with Adam. He has fellowship with Eve after he creates Eve. Beloved, and Satan did not like it. So I believe that that Satan, glory to God, came up with a plan to put an end, glory to God coming down and to fellowship with this new creation. Glory to God. I believe that he heard when God told Adam, the day that you eat of this tree, you're surely going to die. So Satan came up with a plan that would put an end to this creation. So beloved, through the serpent, and nobody knows, we can only speculate what the serpent looked like before the curse. But Satan came through the curse, and Satan deceived Eve, and she took the fruit and gave also to Adam, and their eyes were open. They realized then that they were in sin, and they hid themselves from God. I believe, beloved, that what Satan heard, he could not believe. I think he was jumping with joy when he thought soon God's coming. He's going to just do away with this creation. Glory to God. But let us listen to the conversation of God and man. God said to Adam, I could destroy you. I could just put an end to you. But God said to Adam, I love you, Adam. I still want to have fellowship with you, Adam. So God said, I'm going to send you a redeemer. I ask you this morning, church, aren't you glad? When you and I slip up, and can I tell you, beloved, at the age of 17, I knelt in the altar. I gave my heart to God. Oh, I wish I could tell you this morning, since then my life has been perfect. But it's been everything but perfect. I've fallen short. I've made wrong turns. I've made the wrong decision. But I'm so glad, beloved, through all of those things, God said, Charles, I still love you. Aren't you glad? Oh, he could have pounced on Adam. He could have just wiped him away. But I'm glad that God is like man. Do you know it's so sad that sometimes our fellow Christian, when we slip up and we make a mistake, beloved, the first thing they want to do is set themselves up as a judge, the jury, and they want to sentence you straight to hell, and seems like they get joy out of it. But not God. God loves you, glory to God, with an unconditional love. It don't matter, child of God, if you slip up. God don't want us to. But God knows we're human. That's why God inspired John to write in 1 John, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. But if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Glory to God. So when you slip up, beloved, and the devil says, that's it, throw up your hands and quit, shake your fist at the devil, and remind him that God told Adam, I'm sending you a redeemer. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We find in Genesis 3:15 the first promise of a redeemer. God said, I will, he talks to Lucifer, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Thus here we find the beginning of the highway of the seed. I want you to hear me, church. I want to cram as much as I can, and that clock's going too fast. Glory to God. You see, Satan came up with a plan. God said, I'm going to send you a redeemer. So he thought, I'm going to corrupt the seed. So the Messiah, the promised redeemer, Jesus, cannot come. So in Genesis 6, 1 and 2, we find a plan of Satan. And it says, now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. You can agree with me or disagree with me. I believe that Satan says, I've got it. I figured it out. So Satan brainwashed angels. And these angels, beloved, saw the women. And they craved them and desired them. And they began to mate with them. Beloved, it was all through the plan of Satan. He thought that he would corrupt the seed that was coming from the woman. Glory to God, that was going to bring forth the Redeemer that God promised Adam. Glory to God. His effort was to spoil the bloodline. He wanted to corrupt the seed of the promised Redeemer, the seed of the woman, Jesus. And man became so corrupt and so wicked and so evil until it brought in the flood. I ask you this morning, why did the flood come? Did the flood come merely because of sin? The flood came not just because of men's evil hearts. The flood came to separate sin from righteousness. Glory to God. You see, the flood came because there was a satanic plot to destroy God's plan for mankind. God told Adam, I'm going to send the Redeemer through the seed of the woman. So Satan thought, I'll corrupt it. There will not be a Redeemer. Glory to God. I will prove that God is not truth. Glory to God. In other words, beloved, God had to do something to protect his plan of bringing in the Messiah. So what did he do? God found a man called Noah. The Bible teaches us that Noah found grace in the sight of God. Can I tell you, beloved, with all the corruption and all the wickedness of men, God found Adam, a man in which, beloved, the bloodline was still pure. So God, beloved, did away with all men except for Adam and his children. Glory to God. So, beloved, Satan's plan failed. You see, God is thinking, I can preserve the seed and bring the Savior. Glory to God. Satan tried everything he could to stop the Messiah from coming. He did everything that he knew to do, that the seed would not come, the Redeemer would not come. But church, we just came through the season where the Bible tells us in Luke 2, 10 and 11, it says that the angel said to them, that's the lowly group of shepherds, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy. Glory to God, which will be to all men, for there is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, the plan of the devil failed, beloved. He thought, I'm going to corrupt the seed. There will never be a Redeemer for a man. He's going to have to live in sin. He's going to have to die in sin. But beloved, I believe as those angels sung that song and glorified God and made that announcement, that Satan was scratching his head trying to figure out, what am I going to do next? I did everything I could to keep the Redeemer from coming. And there he is. He's born there in Bethlehem of Judea. Glory to God. So Satan took it a little further. He stirred, beloved, he stirred up the king who sent people, sent soldiers to kill all the little boy babies. I've often thought, what a sad time it must have been. That would be a sad day. But beloved, God knew the plan. So God told Joseph, take the baby and go down into Egypt. So after all the babies were killed, Satan's plan still did not work. Glory to God. When Jesus began his earthly ministry, Satan stirred up the religious leaders. They did everything they could to stop the ministry of Jesus. Can I tell you this morning, church, beware of religious leaders. Don't let them deceive you and lead you down the wrong path. Glory to God. So Satan finally, beloved, came up with a plan. These religious leaders was wanting to kill Jesus. So Satan entered the heart of Judas. And for 30 pieces of silver, Judas sold the Son of God. And I believe that Satan thought, my plan has been perfected, as he watched Jesus as he was hanging there on the cross. Glory to God. And when he watched him die, no doubt, beloved, he thought, I have finally got him. Glory to God. The Redeemer is gone. But beloved, to his astonishment, he's scratching his head once again, because the Bible says on that third morning that Jesus, hallelujah, that Jesus came out from the grave, hallelujah, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He took the keys of death and hell away from Lucifer, and he put Lucifer on display. All the universe saw that Jesus had defeated him. Glory to God. Lucifer fell once again. Glory to God. Can I tell you, beloved, you cannot fight against God. Glory to God. Because God is all powerful this morning. Glory to God. And the Bible tells us that after some days, when Jesus showed himself unto the people, his followers, the Bible tells us in Mark 16 and 19, it says, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Can I tell you, church, the Redeemer came. The Redeemer lives. Glory to God. He sits on the throne of glory. Glory to God, making intercession for you and I. When we slip up, he's there for us. When we fall, beloved, do things we ought not to do, he's there for us. Glory to God. And the Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Let the world belittle us, beloved. Let the world talk about us. Let them think that we've lost our mind, because we scream and we holler and we jump and we shout and we glorify God. Glory to God. I don't care what they say about me. Glory to God. I'm glad I have a Redeemer. Glory to God. Glory to God. So the Lord said, Adam, where are you? Glory to God. Adam is in sin, but God's sending him a Redeemer. Glory to God. I don't know where you are this morning. If God was to ask you, where are you? Can I tell you this morning, church? Glory to God. It don't matter to God what you have done. It don't matter to God where you are right now. Glory to God. It don't matter, beloved, how many times you've committed adultery. It don't matter to God if you've out there committing fornication. It don't matter to God how much liquor you've drank. It don't matter to God, beloved, how many pills you've taken. It don't matter to God how many times you've taken his name in vain. It don't matter to God, beloved, how many times you have said there is no God. Can I tell you, beloved, as God said to Adam that day, I love you. Glory to God. It don't matter to God where you are right now. Beloved, God is saying, I created you to worship me. I created you to have fellowship with me. And it don't matter what you've done. I love you. My desire for you, my desire for every person in this assembly today, for every person that's hearing me today, God's desire is to have fellowship with you, beloved. He wants to be able to talk to you, and you talk to him, glory to God. He wants you to worship him, glory to God. So it don't matter to God. It don't matter, beloved, what you've done. Glory to God. Can I tell you this morning, the blood of Jesus hasn't lost its power. It will never lose its power. The blood of Jesus is still able to say to the uttermost, glory to God, to everyone that will come and repent of their sins, beloved, God can wipe those sins all away. Then when God says, where are you, beloved? You can tell him you're not in sin anymore. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, Adam. Where are you? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Can I tell you this morning, church? If God was to say, Charles, where are you? And I hope you can say the same thing. If you can't, we're going to open this altar and you can say it. If God says, Charles, where are you? I can say, Lord, because of your love, because of your grace, because of your mercy, because your willingness to let your son die on an old rugged cross, I am on a highway of holiness. Glory to God, I've come out of Egypt's bondage. Glory to God, I've laid aside the filth of this world. I've thrown away all the habits of this life. My focus now, Lord, is on you, because I know this highway of holiness one day is going to lead me right into the very throne room of heaven. And there, beloved, I'm going to hear those wonderful words, well done. Glory to God. And beloved, you're talking about shouting. I'm going to be rejoicing forever and forever and forever, worshiping him. Glory to God. The Bible tells me they around the throne of God cried, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. I ask you, do you not want to be there, beloved, when you can sing the song of Zion and you can worship him? And can I tell you, beloved, we're going to do it free from pain. There won't be no pain there. There won't be no sorrow there. There'll be no heartaches, beloved, when we get over yonder. Glory to God. Adam, where are you? Glory to God. Aren't you glad that God loves you this morning? Aren't you glad he looks beyond all of our faults, beloved? Hallelujah to God. Aren't you glad he doesn't see through the eyes of men? Glory to God. If God saw like men, a lot of people would probably X me off their list and say, I am no good. This body is no good. What's good, beloved, is what's on the inside. That's the spirit of the living God. I've tried to squeeze all of this in. Adam, glory to God. What are you, Adam? You're a bundle of dirt. But I love that dirt. I love you, Adam. I created you to worship me. I wanted you to be obedient to me. But you disobeyed me, Adam. But Adam, I'm not going to destroy you, because I love you. Glory to God. I want you to stand with me this morning. I could preach on and on and on, but I'm looking at the clock. Hallelujah to God. And preaching Sunday morning once a year. Next year may not preach at all if you tell the preacher I'll preach too long. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.